I want you just to get comfortable in your seats and just wriggle around till you're comfortable enough. And then take a deep breath in and out in your own time. Gently shut your eyes. Concentrate on the breath, just breathing in and out. And in your mind's eye, I want you to feel like you have a backpack on. You have a backpack or a rucksack on your back. In this backpack, you're going to put your feelings, or you have your feelings in this backpack with you. There's love, there's anxiety, there's compassion, there's empathy, there's good stuff and there's bad stuff. There's the judgment, jealousy, anger, but there's love, compassion, empathy, hope, trust. Just put it on your back. And I want you to feel whether it's heavy, whether it's light, it's on your back. And then you're going to open the door, your back door, and walk outside. As you walk outside into the evening air with your backpack on, taking some deep breaths, because I'm going to take you on a little journey. We need to embrace both sides of us, the good side and the bad side. Or without one or the other, we're not whole. So as you walk out the door, shut the door behind you. You walk across your lawn and you open the back gate. You stand and gaze at the beautiful sunset. The sun is just starting to set. There's a beautiful pink-orange glow in the sky. You breathe in this colour, the orange and the gold. And it starts. You feel in love, feeling compassion for the planet, for your neighbours, for your friends, for your family, and for yourself. You walk across the paddock. The grass isn't long. And in the distance, you can hear the native birds calling. As you walk along, the paddock turns into a bush track, gravel. And there are trees on either side. You can hear the birds singing away. You take in that deep breath, bush air. It's so earthy, so good. You feel good to be alive. You still have your backpack on with all your feelings. You come to a corner in the track, and there in front of you is a beautiful tree. It is your tree. It can be any tree. It can be native. It can be a willow, a weeping willow. It can be an exotic tree. But this is your tree. You reach out and touch the bark of the tree. And you put your hand on your heart and you feel the tree. The tree knows you. This is your tree. You feel the roughness of the bark or the smoothness of the bark. You can feel ridges, crevices. You look down at your feet and you see the big roots of the tree going into the earth, into Mother Earth. You look down and then you become the tree. Your roots are going deep down into Mother Earth, deep down into this new earth that's coming, that's here now. It's a beautiful feeling. It's a feeling of positiveness, newness. It's encouraging. It's so positive and it's so beautiful. Your roots go down into Mother Earth, holding you tight. You take a deep breath in, and as you breathe, your body elongates and grows into the trunk. And your arms become the branches. And you reach out into the orange, yellow sky of the sunset. You reach out to the stars, to the cosmos, to the light brothers and sisters who are always here to give us hope, to guide us and love us. I want you just to stay in the tree and be the tree for a moment, grounded, but reaching out. I'll leave you for a short moment. Spending time being a tree teaches us balance. You are grounded, but yet you reach out to the stars. It is balance. I want you to bring your hands down now. See your body come down the trunk. And you step out of your tree with your backpack on. You wander off along the track until you come to a river. This river is flowing quite swiftly. There are rapids and rocks. Water represents emotions. As you take a seat by the river, I want you to delve into your backpack and see if there's anything there that no longer serves you. Any emotion that you no longer need, often, anger. You can let it go. Take it out of your backpack and put it in the river and see it flow away. See see it flow out to the ocean and be dispersed. If you've had a heavy day or a negative day, just see that emotion coming out of your backpack. You go into the river. You disperse to make your backpack lighter. There's an orange glow on the river now as the sun sets. Your backpack is feeling quite light now. Frustrations, negativeness. See it all go out to sea. Breathe in the evening air. And reach in your backpack and pull out a breath tube. Be grateful for the beautiful place that we live in. And the times that we can go to the river or go to the bush. Nature is so healing. With your backpack now feeling a bit lighter, you stand up. And you look up at the sky and see the first of the evening stars appearing. They shimmer in the night. First you see one, and you see two. And you think it's time to head home. And you get back on the track. And you walk away from the river. Having the goodness of the day behind you. With the spring in the step. You walk around the track to the corner where your tree stands. You walk up to it and you thank it for its balance, for its love. You thank the cosmic brothers, sisters. You thank the new earth. Thank it for its love and its hope. For we all need to manifest positiveness in the new world, new earth. We need to manifest what we want, joy, happiness, unification, togetherness. This is where the love, compassion, empathy in your backpack come to play. To send it out to the world, send it to New Zealand. So that we may all encompass each other in love and togetherness and forgiveness. The backpack is feeling very light and well balanced now. You walk back along the track. To the paddock. You want to take your shoes off because the dew on the ground is cooling to your feet. You walk through the paddock to the back gate. A smile on your face, feeling happier, lighter, balanced. You come to your back door, open. Walk to the table, put the backpack off. You feel lighter. When you are ready to come back and look and open your eyes. in your reading, and open your eyes and come back.